In today's episode, we will dig deep into the plot or origin story and characters in the miraculous show Grand Army. Hey, it's your host Kezia, the Netflix enthusiast, and welcome to the Grand Army Rundown, where I go through the horrific, uplifting, and ominousness of the teen drama Netflix original series Grand Army. In the early beginnings of the series, there is a bomb that was set off very close to the school that they go to. This sets the characters in an inferior way, and they start to develop different character traits as the major disaster forms who they are. According to a Refinery29 article, it states, the series' core cast has countless more increasingly personal horrors to survive over the next 8 episodes. They don't have time to dwell on a terrorist attack. This refers to their identity, relationships, sexual harassment and abuse, racial and social exclusion, and so much more among the characters. We are first greeted by Jason Jackson and his best bud Owen Williams, the saxophone duo. They are two high schoolers and they love to play the saxophone together whenever they get the chance. They also have a playful side to them and make some mistakes, which lead to crushing one of the other's dreams, but all around great figures. As more comes their way, they start to turn their backs on each other by Jason making risky choices. This goes more in depth into him realizing his privilege over other people and coming down and deciding what he urges to do with his privilege. Then we have Joanne, or Joey Del Marco. This girl speaks her mind and is very vocal about what she believes in. She might go a little overboard sometimes, but in the end, we understand her intentions. With that personality trait she has, she tries as much as possible to support other people in what they believe in. She has this small but mighty friend group, George, Luke, Tim, and his sister Anna. When living her life the way she wants to, her friends show her what pain feels like and who can she really trust. As the show progresses, she realizes who her real friends are and who will stand in what she believes in. Next, we have the freshman, Layla Kwan Zimmer. This girl is such a sweetheart in the beginning, but as she goes through her first years of high school, she is battling with different relationships, insecurities, and ultimately finding who she is deep down. In the public, she's one of the most controversial characters. If you dive more into the essence of her character, she has many snippets of what her life would look like on her standards. Obviously, that is impossible that everything can go her way, so she has a lot of self-conflict and depends on her view of the world and other people. In a Refinery29 article, it says, she is both the victim of sexual manipulation and the perpetrator of it. Both halves of her experiences are grim. That means, no matter what she does, she feels as nothing as even happened. And she doesn't learn from her experiences or what she does to other people. After that, we have the high school swim star, Sidarath, or Sid. He has a very strong-willed sister named Mira. He is held by high standard as his parents are very strict and conservative when it comes to his lifestyle and academic career. Also, because of his racial profile, the bomb that happened at the beginning is already throwing him off, with friends telling him that he's the bomber or he's the one who caused this based on his racial profile. And he's even more lost in the last years of high school, which ultimately leads him to second-guessing his sexuality, his family morals, and how he feels about his race. Little does he know that gives him more opportunities to achieve more than he thought. Lastly, we have our hard-working Creole woman, Dominique, or Dom Pierre. This woman is very hardworking as she has a dream of going to college, working to support her family of three generations in one house, and her social and love life. While her schedule is jammed packed, she starts to realize the importance of reality and her mental health. According to a Teen Vogue interview with the actress who plays Dom, Audley Jean, said, "If you take on so much, you end up spiraling. That's what Dom went through. And although she keeps putting on a brave face and pushing through, it still broke her." Which justifies why Dominique is my favorite character. Based on what the actor said, she makes the show raw and has a very relatable outlook on what life could be compared to the other characters, which really amazes me as an audience member. Speaking of personal journeys, thanks for joining me in finding the true meaning of this coming new age, realistic and emotional impacting show, Grand Army. Stick around to find out more of how this show can impact the century and let more people know what is really going on with the teens around the world. Bye!